Chapter 4, Left Modernity. In the present climate, around the world, almost everything that can be proposed as an alternative will appear to be either utopian or trivial. Thus, our programmatic thinking is paralyzed. Roberto Mangalbera Unger. This chapter marks a turning point. From the negative task of diagnosing the strategic limitations of the contemporary left, this chapter begins the positive project of elaborating an escape route from our current condition. In the following chapters, we argue that the contemporary left should reclaim modernity, build a populist and hegemonic force, and mobilize towards a post-work future. Folk political attempts at prefiguration, direct action, and relentless horizontalism are unlikely to achieve this, partly because they misrecognize the nature of their opponent. Capitalism is an aggressively expansive universal from which efforts to segregate a space of autonomy are bound to fail. Footnote 1, and I'll read the footnotes later, by the way. Withdrawal, resistance, localism, and autonomous spaces represent a defensive game against an uncompromising and incessantly encroaching capitalism. Moreover, particularisms can easily coexist with capitalist universalism. The innumerable cultural and political variants of capitalism do little to stifle the expansion of commodification, the creation of proletariats, and the imperative of accumulation. The much lamented capacity of capitalism to incorporate resistance, more often than not, simply reveals that particularisms are, in themselves, incapable of competing against a universalism. Footnote 2. Indeed, given neoliberalism's inherently expansionary nature. Only an alternative expansionary and inclusive universal, of some kind, will be able to combat and supersede capitalism on a global scale. Footnote 3. With the dynamics of accumulation at the heart of capital, a non-expansionary capitalism is an oxymoron. An ambitious leftist politics therefore cannot be satisfied with measures to defend localities. It must seek, instead, to construct a new future-oriented politics, capable of challenging capitalism at the largest scales. It must unmask the pseudo-universality of capitalist social relations and recapture the meaning of the future. This chapter takes a step back from the empirical and historical focus of the earlier chapters and seeks to elaborate a philosophical ground for the chapters that follow. We argue that a key element of any future-oriented left must be to contest the idea of modernity. Whereas folk political approaches lack an enticing vision of the future, struggles over modernity have always been struggles over what the future should look like, from the communist modernism of the early Soviet Union to the scientific socialism of post-war social democracy, and on to the sleek neoliberal efficiency of Thatcher and Reagan. Footnote 4. What it means to be modern is not pre-established, but is instead a highly contested field, quote-unquote. Footnote 5. Yet, in the face of capitalism's success at universalizing itself, this term has been almost fully ceded to the right. Modernization, in quotes, has come to signify simply some dread combination of privatization, heightened exploitation, rising inequality, and inept managerialism. Footnote 6. Likewise, notions of the future tend to revolve around ideas of ecological apocalypse, the dismantling of the welfare state, or corporate-led dystopia, rather than anything bearing the mark of utopia or universal emancipation. For many, therefore, modernity is simply a cultural expression of capitalism. Footnote 7. From this accepted wisdom, the necessary conclusion follows. Only the cancellation of modernity can bring about the end of capitalism. The result has been an anti-modern tendency within numerous social movements from the 1970s onward. Yet this mistaken conflation of modernity with the institutions of capitalism overlooks the alternative forms it can take and the ways in which many anti-capitalist struggles rely upon its ideals. Footnote 8. Modernity presents both a narrative for popular mobilization and a philosophical framework for understanding the arc of history. As the term that indexes the direction of society, it must be a key discursive battleground for any leftist politics invested in creating a better world. Footnote 9. This chapter sets out the broad philosophical stakes, of such a project by examining three factors that would help to elaborate a left modernity: an image of historical progress, a universalist horizon, and a commitment to emancipation. In discussing modernity, we face the immediate problem of clarifying what it means. It can refer to a chronological period, typically filtered through European history with a variety of events having been posited as its origin: the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, the French Revolution, the Industrial Revolution, footnote 10. For others, modernity is defined by a distinct set of practices and institutions: widespread bureaucratization, a basic framework of liberal democracy, the differentiation of social functions, the colonization of the non-European world, and the expansion of capitalist social relations. Yet modernity also refers to a repertoire of conceptual innovations revolving around universal ideals of progress, reason, freedom, and democracy. This chapter emphasizes these latter aspects. Modernity names a set of concepts that have been independently developed in numerous cultures across the world, but which took on a particular resonance in Europe. These are the elements of modernity that cannot be renounced, and that form the wellspring from which more popular discourses around modernization are generated. The conceptual ideals, such as freedom, democracy, and secularism, are the source of both capitalist modernity and the struggles against it. Ideas associated with modernity animated the work of abolitionists, formed the basis of numerous African trade union struggles, footnote 11, and continue today in those thousands of campaigns for wages, land rights, basic health, and security, dignity, self-determination, autonomy, and so forth. Footnote 12. In broad terms, then, whether it is explicitly recognized or not, the political struggles of today are struggles within the space of modernity and its ideals. Modernity must be contested, not rejected. Footnote 13. End of section, and I'm going to break up the sections.